The Professional Golfers Association of America elected a woman as its president this past weekend for the first time in its 102-year history. Susie Whaley will lead the PGA, which only allowed women to become members in 1978. Now, Whaley is someone who is used to breaking new ground in a sport packed with men. In 2003, she was the first woman to qualify for a men's professional golf tournament in over 55 years. Susie Whaley joins us now from Palm Beach, Florida. Congratulations!
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, so it's been a few days now. Has becoming the first woman in charge of the PGA sunk in yet?
You know, for me, it's always been about wanting to play the game. I love golf. My husband's a PGA professional, but obviously the historic nature of it doesn't go past me. I'm so honored.
But symbolically, I mean, do you think it is important for a woman to lead a male-dominated sport like golf?
I think for golf, it's exciting because, you know, we've evolved quite a ways since I was a young girl in the game. I'm a Title IX athlete. As a young girl, I was not allowed to play in the junior boys tournaments. Yeah. It just is how it was. And then fast forward, and I am allowed to play in a PGA Tour event, right? I mean, so we've come enormously far, but we have our challenges, right? We still need more women playing the game and to feel welcome. If they can see me in this role, if young women can see themselves in the business because they see me in the role, as I saw other women before me who opened the doors for me, then in that sense, I'm thrilled to be a woman in the job.
So, you know, golf has gone through some ups and downs over the last decade or so. Like, we saw the housing crisis hit the golf industry and courses closed around the country. We saw, of course, the saga of Tiger Woods play out in front of the media. Ratings dropped because of that. How do you plan to grow this game going forward?
Well, you know, we are on a high right now for golf. You know, we had an amazing year with Brooks Koepka as the PGA Tour Player of the Year. We have the KPMG Women's PGA Championship that the PGA of America collaborates with the LPGA. We're constantly trying to elevate all that want to play the game. And that's an example of that in the women's game, putting them on network television on the best golf courses and venues that typically were male-only dominated. We're striving to have more people of color, not only within the industry working, but obviously playing the game. And we're making strides. It's not fast enough, but we're making strides. Yeah. I learned from a male golf professional, and I loved that. But there are many people who prefer to be with somebody that looks like them when they first get started in something new. Mm-hmm. And if we can have that opportunity for more people, we'll make greater strides.
What about money? I understand there's still a big disparity between what professional women golfers can make for winning a tournament compared to their male counterparts.
Yeah, we need more women and more men to watch ladies golf. We need them to turn the channel on. We need them to buy into the fact that these are the best athletes in the world playing the game. And really what I try to share with the people I teach and coach and the people that I'm around in the industry is oftentimes the women's game is much more compatible. And oftentimes that's comparable to people who are playing the game at clubs around the country and at daily fee facilities around the country. And once somebody goes to an LPGA event, they're hooked. But we just need more people to step up and back the LPGA.
Susie Whaley is the new president of the PGA of America. Thanks so much for joining us.
I so appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.